And missed outside with a fastball. It's one ball and one strike.
Four hits, two walks, eight strikeouts. Again for Ray, 5 innings, four hits, two walks, eight strikeouts.
One ball and one strike here on Christopher Morel. One out, nobody on, bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Popped him up, foul, out of play, third base side. That'll actually find its way into the second deck. Down that third baseline, it's one and two on Morel. Getting ahead of Christopher Morel is a very good recipe. It's a good recipe against any hitter. And it's a called third strike. Fastball at 90. Low outside corner. Morel goes down looking. And an ortho ASAP strikeout for Brian Hudson. And now here's Mike Talkman. They don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. Seven cheeseburgers, two orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. First offering. He is a little bit low with a cut fastball. 1-0.
It's 37,651.
Talkman 0-for-2. He's flied out. He's grounded out. Hudson's 1-0 pitch. And he was able to check on a breaking ball down and away. It's 2-0 on Talkman. 37,651 your attendance here tonight. They earned themselves a good baseball game. That's what they're being treated to after sitting through that 1 hour, 24-minute rain delay. 2-0. This is hit out towards right center field, but it is playable. Actually drifting into true center where Garrett Mitchell's there to squeeze it for the final out of the sixth. The 1-2-3 inning for Brian Hudson. We head to the seventh. 0-0 ballgame on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Haribo. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Haribo candy with your Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Haribo. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Haribo, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one, Five?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PalaWI.com today.
Supreme 2024.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your lawn and garden headquarters. They make it easy for you. Shop in-store or at farmandfleet.com. Find value and quality at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Zero-zero ballgame to the seventh we go, and back in with the play-by-play. Here's Josh Maurer.
Okay, Lane, and it's still Jameson Taillon out there for the Cubs against Willy Adames. First pitch, down and away, ball one. Brewers have just two hits, and only one of them has left the infield. There have been three walks. Adames is 0-for-2. Right-hander winds and throws, and it's swung on and grounded to short, moving to his left to scoop it up as Dansby Swanson. Now he plants his feet and throws out Willie. One shortstop retires the other. The streak has continued. It is now 28 scoreless innings for Cubs starting pitchers this season against the Brewers here at Wrigley Field in five games. Sal Frelick coming up with one out. Takes down and in. It skips to the backstop. Taillon tonight has been brilliant. If you're just joining us, Colin Ray pitched five scoreless for the Brewers. He threw 93 pitches. Tyone only at 82. 1-0 pitch. Outside and high, 2-0 on Frelick, who has grounded out and flown to left. Elvis Piguero getting loose after Brian Hudson had the sixth. Cubs play Frelick, the lefty, to pull on the infield. Now the 2-0. Right in there for a strike down the middle. Game two of this three-game series. Tyone with a 2-1 pitch. It's lashed foul left field side, opposite way and well into the seats. A 2-2 count on Frelick. With Joey Ortiz in the on-deck circle, Brewers trying to even this set at one apiece and make tomorrow afternoon's a rubber match. Nobody scored as yet. And now the 2-2 inside. Frelick took a close one, and it's a full count. Closest the Brewers came to scoring was last inning when Mitchell was thrown out at the plate on a ground ball to third. 3-2 pitch. Swing ground ball deflected by the pitcher. Stumbling to field it is the second baseman Horner, and he guns to first in time to get Frelick. Two out. 1-4-3 on the grounder. It was deflected by the pitcher with his glove. And then trying to change direction, Nico Horner stumbled. Going back in the opposite direction to the one that his feet were initially taking him, but he stayed upright, got the ball, and made a perfect accurate throw in time to get Sal. So two out. And now Tyone one out away from seven scoreless innings. It's Joey Ortiz. Swing ground ball to third. Right into the breadbasket of Christopher Morel. Takes his time, throws high to first. He brought Bush off the bag, but what a great play by the Cubs first baseman. He leapt up, caught it, and applied a tag on Ortiz to get him. So that was a great play there by Bush after Morel made those great throws last inning. That wasn't a good one. 1-2-3, Tyone, seven scoreless, two-hit innings. Keep it 0-0. Time to stretch. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Me out to the ball game at Wrigley as Elvis Piguero's entering. Nothing to the bottom of the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What are you making for dinner, Uke?
Just putting the finishing touches on my lean, juicy beef en bun.
What's in it?
You zingers, of course. It's a Mr. Baseball all beef frank and a freshly baked roll.
Looks a lot like a hot dog, Bob.
Ah, contraire, my sausage-loving friend. Not all dogs are made the same. They might look like a fastball, but when it gets to the plate, you'll find out it's Uncle Charlie.
Falls right off the table. Looks can be deceiving.
You got that right. Hey, if looking the part was all it took, I'd have been an all-star a long time ago.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Elvis Piguero enters for the bottom of the seventh. No score. Here's Dansby Swanson to greet him. The first pitch pumped in knee high. 97 mile an hour, strike one. Second man out of the pen for Pat Murphy is Piguero after a perfect sixth from Brian Hudson. Piguero's looked good of late. The 0-1 pitch. Swanson late. Swings and fouls it back into the screen. Nothing in two. Dansby 1-for-2. He singled against Colin Ray, the starter, back in the second inning. Bottom third of Craig Council's order. Miguel Amaya and Pete Crow Armstrong to follow. Peguero with that bright blue glove. Now the 0-2. Missed a little bit outside. That was close. Could have easily been called strike three. 97-mile-an-hour sinker. And Contreras held it an extra beat for the umpire, Doug Eddings. Call given to the batter, Swanson, 1-2. 1-2 pitch. That one down low, skipped in, 2-2. Seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The island, your premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, and the place to be this summer. Book your trip today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Everybody stretched out. The 2-2 tried to check, but he committed. Slider, that was low, but Swanson goes around for strike three. Good start for Elvis. Ortho ASAP, that's the 10th strikeout for Brewers pitching in this game. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more, orthowisconsin.com. And now the catcher, Amaya, who's 1-for-2. First pitch, swing and a miss at that slider. This is Peguero's 40th outing. 5-3 with a 3.18 earned run average entering. The one pitch, Amaya chops it very slowly towards the pitcher on the third base side of the rubber. Great play, Peguero. Picks and throws a BB to first in time for the out. A Baltimore chopper by the Cubs catcher. The ball went high up into the night. He didn't think that anybody would be able to get an out initially, but Peguero chased the ball there on the third base side and realized he had the catcher running. Took his time and made an accurate throw. Two out. And now Pete Crow Armstrong for the Cubs. No score in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider in the dirt, but it fooled him. Nothing in one on Crow Armstrong, the number 9 batter who has walked and struck out. All of that against Colin Ray. Bases empty here, bottom 7 and the 0-1. Swing and a miss again, 97 mile an hour with sink. Quickly, nothing in two. And the rookie will use his timeout. Boy, if you like pitching, this is your night. We've only had 6 combined hits. Cubs have 4 of them. 0-2 pitch. Line drive opposite way. Foul. Right over the Cubs third base dugouts. Remains 0-2 on Pete Crow Armstrong. An hour and 24-minute rain delay before this game began. Didn't bother any of these pitchers. Peguero the third for the Crew. 0-2 again. Just missed the outside corner. Again, Contreras held it. And again, Doug Eddings did not give him a call. That was outside. 1-2 on Crow hyphen Armstrong. Just about straight away on the infield. 1-2 fly ball center. Backing up is Mitchell with a play. Settles in front of the warning track. Garrett makes the catch over his shoulder to retire the side. 1-2-3-4, Peguero will send us into the eighth. And Jameson Taillon is going back to the mound for the Cubs in a 0-0 game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. US Cellular, built for us.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Tyone back for the eighth, 0-0, and here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Jake Bowers, first pitch from Tyone, in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tyone only at 89 pitches after that first pitch here in the eighth inning. Been pretty efficient tonight. There is action in the Cubs' bullpen. Julian Merriweather's getting loose as Bowers rips one into right. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. It was misplayed momentarily by Tauchman, but he's able to keep it in front of him, so it'll be just a single for Bowers. But a good start to the eighth inning for the Crew. Brewers had the leadoff man in the sixth inning. Couldn't get anything done. Brewers have had the leadoff man on now four times in this game, but nothing to show for it. It has been a pitcher's duel. Here's Jackson Churio. First pitch to Jackson, misses low, it's 1-0. Churio, base hit to center on a very hard hit ball back in the third. Slide to right in the fifth. And the 1-0. And Churio took low. It's two balls and no strikes. It's a 0-0 game. You feel like somebody's going to blink eventually. Somebody has to. And the way things have been going for Jackson Churio, feels like he might be the guy that provides the big moment if the Brewers are going to win this game. 2-0. And he took a strike. Low outside corner. Didn't have to be. Pitch looked like it might have been a touch outside. Close pitch. But instead of 3-0, it's 2-1. Bowers gets his lead from first. And now a toss over to first, and Quentin Berry wanted a balk call. He didn't get it. Back in time was Bowers. Two balls and one strike on Churio. Kicks, delivers, liner back up the middle into left center field. Turning second, on his way to third is Bowers. Churio trying to stretch it into a double, and now Churio gets caught before he can get to second base. He tried to go back to first. A really nice play out in center by Pete Crow Armstrong to get to that play in a hurry. Bowers ends up all the way at third, but Churio, thinking he had two out of the box, is cut down at second base by Pete Crow Armstrong. And what was just a great play to get to that ball so quickly and spin and throw. And Churio tried to put the brakes on and go back to first, but Horner chased him back there and tagged him out. And that's going to be it for Jameson Tyone. Brewers have the go-ahead run 90 feet away with one out. And Garrett Mitchell coming to the plate. Julian Merriweather is coming into this game for the Cubs. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. 0-0 ball game here in the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Did your home suffer damage from a storm or severe weather? Don't stress any longer. Loyal Family Renovations treats all of its customers like they've joined their personal family, and every project as if the work was being done at their own house. Loyal Family Renovations has a leg up on the competition due to the personal relationships they've built with insurance adjusters over the years. Loyal Family is family-owned, and the loyalty belongs to their customers. Contact them today to get your free home inspection. LoyalFamilyRenovations.com.
At Purveya, we do things differently, because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Julian Merriweather takes over on the mound for the Cubs. And Garrett Mitchell, the batter for the crew. Infield in, runner at third is Jake Bowers. And Mitchell squares to bunt, pulls the bat back and takes a ball. It is 1-0. Back-to-back hits off Tyone to start up the eighth, but Cherio cut down on the base paths. So there is one out. Mitchell is 1-for-2 tonight. And the pitch. Popped it up, Fallon out of play, third base side, and it's 1-1. Tonight's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power. Here's the 1-1. Mitchell bunts it and bunts it foul, and it's 1-2. Trying to break the ice in this one, a 0-0 ball game, top of the eighth inning. Tyone ends up going 7 1/3 tonight. 1-2 pitch, way outside. It's 2-2 on Mitchell. And he is responsible for Bowers at third base. Jared Koenig is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Mitchell, didn't matter. It's a called third strike on a changeup that looked like it was outside. Looked like Garrett had checked his swing, and home plate umpire Doug Eddings rings him up on what I think was a called third strike. Wow. That wasn't a strike. That is a big-time impact of this game, too, by calling that a strike. So now it's going to be up to Bryce Turang. And a swing and a miss. Through a slider, it's 0-1. Merriweather just activated yesterday off the injured list. 0-1 pitch. Down in the dirt, a good block by Amaya. And it's 1-1. Cubs have played great defense in this series. Does that change at some point here in these late innings? 1-1. Turang shoots it foul off the net of the Cubs' third base on deck circle. It's 1-2 now on Bryce Turang. And if the Cubs get out of this, it's going to get really loud here at Wrigley. Everybody getting to their feet, sensing how big this would be to get out of another runner at third, less than two out situation. 1-2, line drive back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Trotting home is Bowers. Bryce Turang delivers an RBI single, and the Brewers take a 1-0 lead. Terang hit it hard. It was a breaking ball. It actually hit the mound and then skipped back up the middle and into center field. And now you got speed at the on the bases in Terang and Contreras coming to the plate. And Bryce Terang, who's been scuffling at the plate, gets the job done here tonight in the eighth inning to give the Brewers the lead. Clutch two-out hit with a runner in scoring position. Now Contreras takes up and in. It's 1-0. Terang drives in his 42nd of the season, and now the Brewers looking for some network health insurance runs. Toss to first, and Terang back in time again. He has a very healthy lead over at first. You know that it's in the back of his mind. Two outs, runner at first, a 1-0 Brewers lead, top of the eighth inning. Chopper to third, backhanded by Morel in fair territory, throws across in time, and Bush came off the bag. He couldn't hold the bag, and so Contreras safe at first on what should likely be an infield single for William. They're going to rule that an E5 on Christopher Morel, and I'm sorry, that's not what that is. It's a really tough play and a tough throw. And Bush actually held the bag. He just didn't catch it cleanly. And now here's Reese Hoskins, who is going to pinch hit for Christian Yelich. First and second, two outs. First pitch to Hoskins, in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, it's Shandy season, baseball fans. Leinenkugel's summer Shandy. A refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavored. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. No balls in one strike on Hoskins. And the pitch. And he checks on a pitch that missed high. And it's 1-1. Yelich is sitting on the top step of the dugout with his arms folded on the railing, but he has been lifted from this game. 1-1 is down low, two balls and one strike, and this is not a matchup situation. That doesn't apply to Christian Yelich. Plus, it's a righty-righty situation here. So you hope for the best with Christian, who's been battling that back issue. We'll see what Pat Murphy has to say after the game. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Went after a slider down low. It's 2-2. Terang is at second. Contreras is at first. There are two outs. A 1-0 Brewers lead. Top of the eighth inning. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew a fastball by him at the top of the zone at 96. And Hoskins strikes out swinging to end the eighth. But the Brewers break the ice. Bryce Terang with an RBI single. It's 1-0 Crew as we head to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers' pride.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
A 1-0 Brewers lead. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Jared Koenig takes over on the mound for the Crew. He will work the eighth inning for the Brewers after a very impressive seventh inning from Elvis Baguero. An impressive sixth inning from Brian Hudson. The bullpen has done good work so far tonight. Looking for a little bit more here in this eighth inning. Koenig will get the top of the Cubs order. It'll be Nico Horner, Michael Busch, and Seiya Suzuki scheduled to hit for Chicago. Koenig's first pitch is lined off of Koenig. Koenig will find it. Throw to first, not in time. Nico Horner with a base hit off of Jared Koenig. So, a leadoff single here in the eighth for Chicago. Ball's hit pretty hard. And Dave Yeager, Chris Hook coming out to check on Jared Koenig to make sure he's okay. And one of those tough luck situations where so often that ball falls within a couple of feet of where it hits the pitcher. This one ricocheted over about halfway towards third, and so by the time Koenig got to it and made the throw to first, it was not going to be in time to get the speedy Nico Horner. So they're still checking on him out there. He says he's okay. It looks like he's going to take a couple of practice pitches to make sure he's okay to resume. So Chris Hook and Dave Yeager looking on as he gives them a thumbs up and says, I'm fine. And Koenig will stay in this game. Michael Busch, the batter. And instead of Michael Busch, we'll have a pinch hitter. And Patrick Wisdom will hit here for the Cubs. So Wisdom, who has a lot of power, a lot of swing and miss, but has been a problem at times for the Brewers. He's at the plate. Runner at first and nobody out here in the eighth. Koenig brings home the first pitch, swing and a foul back behind home plate. It's 0-1. Koenig's second appearance since coming back off the injured list. He worked in that Twins series. One pitch. Nailed the outside corner with that cut fastball. It's 0-2. Koenig's deceptive. He's got big velocity with that fastball. 96 to even 98. A cutter that comes in at about 90. 0-2 pitch. Missed inside. One ball and two strikes. That was the sinker at 97. But he turns his back to you a little bit with that front shoulder and really hides the baseball till the last second. So 97 gets in on you very quickly, whether you're a lefty or a righty. Been a big part of his success this year. 1-2 pitch, shot foul off the facing of the Cubs camera well over in front of their dugout, third base side. And it stays one ball and two strikes on Wisdom. Koenig with that sinker can get some ground balls too. So you can certainly be thinking about trying to turn two on Wisdom if he hits one at an infielder. 1-2 pitches hit pretty well out to center. Mitchell going back, drifting into right center, settling on the warning track with a play, makes the catch. Corner, it broke towards second and has to hustle back to the bag in front of the throw from Mitchell all the way back to first base. the fans here at the friendly confines thought maybe Patrick Wisdom had gotten into one, but the ballpark held it by plenty. And that's a big first out for Jared Koenig, and now here's Seiya Suzuki. Bottom of the eighth inning, a 1-0 Brewers lead. Toss to first, and back in time is Horner. With a pretty healthy lead over at first, and the pitch nailed the inside edge with a sinker at 96. Nothing and one on Suzuki. Suzuki, an infield single back in the first. He's 1-for-3. Pair of strikeouts for him tonight. Those two strikeouts coming against Colin Ray. A one. Fouled back and out of play. It's nothing and two. A thick, juicy Usinger brat would taste pretty good right about now. I would wait until in between innings before I dove into that if it was delivered to the booth. Could probably nibble on some Pine River cheese spread, though, in between pitches for sure. 0-2 pitch. Missed inside. It's 1-2. And then, of course, cleanse the palate with the fresh taste of Cedar Crest ice cream and custard. I'd save that for the post game, I think. Josh will be doing the post game show. Maybe I'll have some Cedar Crest during that. 1-2 pitch. And he missed. And looked pretty good. Well, the Brewers have been on the bad end of some calls here the last couple of innings. That is all over the strike zone at the very bottom of the zone. Two balls and two strikes. Koenig brings home the pitch. There goes the runner. Swung on and fouled back into the net. We'll do it again. Horner can move. He had a good jump on Koenig there. Horner has to go all the way back to first. Two balls and two strikes on Suzuki. Koenig looks at first. Here's the pitch. Fouled out of play, first base side, and a pretty good battle going on right now between Koenig and Suzuki. Ian Happ is in the on-deck circle. Jorge Lopez, former Brewer, is getting loose in the Cubs bullpen. 2-2. Swung on and fouled back into the net. He's just coming right after him with cutters and sinkers. That was a sinker at 97. And he came right after him, right down the middle, and Suzuki a little late on it. Koenig looks in, set at the belt, and the pitch. Missed inside. That one didn't miss by a lot either. That one did miss, though. It's three balls and two strikes. It's been quite a battle. Ninth pitch of the at-bat. Crowd making some noise. Koenig, the 3-2. High fly ball into left field. Churio breaking in on it. Underneath of it. Dancing there. Makes the catch. And there's two down. Horner had taken off with the pitch, so he had to return back to first. And he's still there with two outs now, and here's Ian Happ. Happ is 0-for-3 tonight. And he will hit right-handed against the lefty Koenig. Just 1-for-15 on this homestand. It was the home run yesterday. Koenig's pitch. Lined into right, and that's going to drop in front of Frelick for a base hit. Stopping at second is Horner. First and second now for Chicago. With two outs for Christopher Morel. And Chris Hook is going to make his way out to chat with Jared Koenig before Koenig faces Morel. Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. New era of sports betting at Pottawatomie. Video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise. So this is Koenig's inning. It has been the entire time. Brewers didn't have anybody up just in case. This was about giving Jared Koenig the eighth and seeing if he can get through it. Tough luck to start the inning. Gets the ball lined off of him for a infield single for Nico Horner. Then gets Wisdom to fly to the track in center. Suzuki, a shallow fly in left. And now a base hit from Ian Happ into right field. And so first and second and two outs. And this at bat feels like it's going to go a long way in determining the outcome of this game. Morel is 0 for 3. Koenig looks back at second. First pitch to Morel. Missed down and in. Just got his foot out of the way before it hit him. And Contreras was able to knock it down and save 90 feet. Everybody stays put. It's 1-0. Pitch. Missed up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Now there is a lefty in the on-deck circle in Mike Tauchman. However, it's a 1-0 game. I wouldn't think that Koenig is totally trying to pitch around Morel. But he can't afford to be a little bit careful with him. Fouled out of play, first base side, 2-1. But again, a 1-0 lead, I don't think there's any interest in putting the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at second base against a guy that is hitting just 201 on the year. I think Koenig wants to come after him. As McGill is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen, and Koenig with that inside move spins back towards second without a throw. Two balls and one strike on Morel. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 96 on the inside edge, and Morel swung right through it. It's 2-2. And you can sense this moment right now in the ballpark. It is tense here at Wrigley. Horner's at second, Happ is at first. Decent speed on the base pass for the Cubs. 2-2 pitch. Bounced one in the dirt for the curveball. First curveball that Morel's seen. He didn't offer at it. They appealed to first, and Ryan Addison said he didn't go. Count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Big moment in this game here at Wrigley. Koenig asking Contreras to punch in the sign one more time. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul off the gear of Contreras, and Morel stays alive. He just got a piece of that one. It was a cutter, inner half. And he fouled it off the gear of William. Another lengthy battle. This is turning into a long inning for Koenig. This will be his 23rd pitch of the inning. Runners will have the benefit of going with the pitch. There they go. The pitch up and away. And he walks Morel, and the bases are loaded. So they're loaded for Tauchman, who's going to be called back. And that's probably why McGill getting loose in the bullpen. Brewers recognizing that the Cubs would pinch hit and go to David Bote here. They would have the option of going and bringing in Trevor McGill to go righty on righty against David Bote. And Pat Murphy and Chris Hook, Walker McKinven, they're all talking about it right now in the Brewers' dugout. And right now it looks like Pat Murphy's going to roll with Jared Koenig. He is not emerging from the dugout. McGill has been getting loose, but they're going to let Jared Koenig face David Bote here with the bases loaded and two outs. What a moment in this game. Brewers able to get out of a bases loaded jam back in the second inning. Can they do it again here tonight? First pitch to Bodie is over but low, and it's 1-0. What a baseball game this has been. Innings 1-0 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. And it's one ball and one strike. So Craig Counsell's gone to his bench a couple of times for right-handers in this inning against the lefty Koenig. 1-1 pitch. Little high. Sinker at 95. It's 2-1. There is nowhere to put David Bodie. A 1-0 Brewers lead. Koenig's 2-1. Fouled back into the net. And it's two balls and two strikes. And Koenig a strike away from getting out of this inning. It is July. It is not August. It is not September. It's certainly not October. But it's a great atmosphere here tonight at Wrigley, and this feels like a gigantic moment in this series. Koenig, the 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul back into the net. Just getting to a two-seam fastball right down the middle from Koenig. He came right after him, and Bodie was on it. He took a pretty good cut, just pulled off it a little bit, and fouled it straight back. Pitch number 29 of the inning for Koenig. The 2-2. Swing and a foul back. Straight into the net again. And the battle continues. Another lengthy at bat against Jared Koenig. This is the seventh pitch of the sequence. 2-2. Fly ball deep right center field. Mitchell tracking it. He's got a play. Couple of steps in front of the warning track. He hauls it in. And Jared Koenig, a high wire act in the bottom of the eighth inning. Strands the bases loaded. And the Brewers go to the ninth with a 1-0 advantage. Ice water in the veins of the Brewers southpaw. 1-0. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
For a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence. Serve your community and help all of our kids stay in school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're going to be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one, Five?
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Service rates apply on September 2024.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on water.
32 packs of Niagara Purified Water or Chippewa Spring Water. $3.69 each or two for $7.
Hi, Caramba, hot prices on water.
$3.69 or two for $7.
We buy in truckloads. No one beats our price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned. It's Woodman's.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. One nothing Brewers lead it. Patrick Wisdom remains in the game in right field. David Bodie takes over at first base for Chicago. Jorge Lopez takes over on the mound for the Cubs. And Willy Adames will lead things off for the Brewers. A 1-0 advantage, top of the ninth, looking for Network Health Insurance runs here. And Adames takes outside, and it's 1-0. Lopez making his 36th appearance of the year, the former Met, 3.09 ERA. 1-0 pitch. Flinches had a pitch down and away with a slider. It's 2-0.
7 1/3 innings. 4 hits. 1.
What a game this has been. Brewers with that 1-0 advantage, top of the ninth inning. 2-0 pitch. And they appeal to first. He didn't go. And it's 3 balls and no strikes on Adames.
4 hits, 1 run is earned, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Tyone threw 94 pitches, 56 for strikes.
3-0 pitch. Adames taking all the way, takes a strike, it's 3-1. The run that the Brewers scored was Jake Bowers in the eighth. That run charged to Jameson Tyone. That means the Brewers scored on a Cubs starter here.
Yeah.
Boy, they had to work for it. 3-1. Ground ball off the glove of Lopez. Kicks over near third base. Slides, picks it, and throws to first late. It is an infield single for Willy Adames. So Horner got one in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Adames leads off the ninth with a base hit off of Lopez. Willie's first hit of the night. And he is aboard, and the Brewers would love to move him along and get him around here and try to add to their lead with some Network Health Insurance runs. For over 40 years, Network Health has been helping baseball fans with their health insurance needs. Visit NetworkHealth.com today. So here's Sal, who's 0 for 3. First pitch to Frelick. He squared to bunt, pulled it back, took a strike. 0-1 on Frelick. Ben Zobrist is here tonight. Cubs alum. He was their MVP in 2016 when they won the World Series. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Frelick took inside. It's 1-1. He is sitting down in the lower bowl, I think the third row. He's in a section or two from the third base Cubs dugout. Here with some friends tonight. They showed him on the big board, maybe in the fourth inning. 1-1 is low. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. And I'm telling you, the poor guy has had a different random person from the crowd come down and sit next to him every inning, taking selfies, asking for him to sign baseballs. It's been a revolving chair down there because nobody's sitting in the seats next to him. 2-1 is up and away. 3 balls and 1 strike on Frelick. And I'm not sure how much of this game Ben Zobrist has been able to watch. Good, versatile player back in his day with the Rays and the A's and the Royals and the Cubs. Toss back to first and back in time is Adames. Jorge Lopez working this ninth inning for the Cubs. 3-1 pitch, hit foul and out of play. Third base side up onto the awning. Roll down and out of play outside of Wrigley Field. Count is full now on Frelick. It's 3-2. Adames, good lead at first. Here's the pitch. This is popped up foul. This one will get out of play and reach the seats third base side again. And it stays at 3-2. Christian Yelich left this game with back tightness, we are told. That is what we anticipated that we would probably hear. 3-2 pitch. Sal took low. He worked the walk. So the first two have reached here in the ninth. Good start to this inning for the crew. And now here's Joey Ortiz. So we'll get a further update on Christian and his status after the game, I'm sure, from Pat Murphy. Probably know a little bit more, maybe not even till Friday. Hard to tell. I think the Brewers definitely want to be very cautious with that back, though. So We will see what is said about the issue following the game. First pitch to Joey Ortiz, squaring to bunt, pulls the bat back and takes low for a ball. It's 1-0.
Well, Pat Murphy said before the game today that essentially he plans to activate Gary Sanchez tomorrow facing the lefty Justin Steele, so the Brewers are going to need a roster spot. You wonder, does that change the equation? We'll see.
1-0 pitch. Bunted and popped up into the air. Bodie, the first baseman, sneaks in there and makes the catch. Everybody else gets back to their bags. Ortiz just couldn't get the bunt down. So one away, and now here's Jake Bowers. The only thing I would say to that is I would think that any decision on Christian Yelich would be independent of that. Now, it could work out that if it is severe enough they feel like an IL stint is warranted, then that could be the move. But I don't think it would accelerate any decision on that if it were the Brewers. I think they're going to use as much runway as they can to determine if they can keep him off the IL. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. It's 0-1.
Yeah, you're talking about the league's leading here.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to do everything they can to delay that decision and hope that this is, give him the day off tomorrow and off day Thursday. Maybe he's back in there Friday. That's like a best-case scenario that you're probably still hoping for right now. 0-1. Got the outside corner. It's 0-2 on Bowers. But neither of us are trainers, so we will wait and see what is said. Lopez, the 0-2 pitch. Bowers swings on it, fouls it back into the net. Stays at 0-2.
Don't underestimate the importance of that hit that Bowers got to start the rally last inning.
Yeah.
He hadn't gotten a lot of playing time of late, Lane, but he's had some really good swings tonight. Finally helped crack that ice against Tyone and the Cubs.
It's a good point. He has shown the ability to be a good pinch hitter this year, too. 0-2 pitch. Rolled foul up the first baseline. Stays at 0-2. And I bring that up because if you're a good pinch hitter, you're probably also a guy that can still be productive even if you're not in the lineup all the time. Similar skill set. And with his playing time waning, he's still been able to be a presence when he has been in there. 0-2. Missed outside. And it's 1-2. Runners at first and second and one out. It is a 1-0 Brewers lead. Trevor McGill is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Brewers trying to give him some insurance. Just a little bit of margin for error against this Cubs lineup. 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup down and away. Strikes out Bowers, and it'll be up to the youngster Jackson Churio. Churio with two hits tonight. He's the one that got Bowers over to third with his base hit in the eighth inning. He was caught trying to stretch it into a double. 2-for-3, and his batting average all the way up to .253 on the year now for Jackson. Pitch in there with a curveball for strike one. One to Churio. High fly ball. Right center field. Pete Crow Armstrong retreating. Back onto the warning track. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. Jackson, pretty good charge into that one, but the ballpark held it. And the Brewers unable to add to their 1-0 advantage. To the bottom of the ninth we go. It's Trevor McGill time at Wrigley on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day, except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Trevor McGill is on to try and earn himself a Flea Farm save here tonight. A 1-0 Brewers advantage. Flea Farm. Find savings on everything you need in one stop. It won't be easy. He will get the bottom third of the order. It'll be Swanson, Amaya, and Pete Crow Armstrong scheduled.